This is Roofing Contractor Editorial Director Rick D'Amato, and the motto of the day is Regrets of the Early Adopter. I was accused of being a gadget guy this week. Not the first time I ever heard that one, since I've had a history of leaping on new technologies as soon as they emerge. Often before I should, and very often in ways that I should not. My favorite story of not doing the right thing with technology was when I bought our very first PC and printer. The $2,500 investment came in 1984, and I really did have a vision for how it would help me greatly in my business world and make sure our young children would not fall behind the curve. It did help me indeed, and I learned enough early on to earn the title of power user in addition to the aforementioned gadget guy. Both titles combined have a net worth equal to this blog posting. If, however, I had put the $2,500 into a bank CD for 2 years, they paid a lot of interest back then, and invested it in Microsoft stock when it was issued in 1986, it'd be worth over $500,000 today. I wasn't so dang smart after all. Today's struggle, for me at least, is in figuring out which of the all too many technologies I need to keep and which ones really need to go. When I am sitting in my office, it is not much of a problem. I have the two phones, but I have developed the discipline to only deal with one while in the office. Most folks know to call me there, and if I am not there, my office phone will track me down on my other phone. The other phone is a BlackBerry and has about a gazillion times more horsepower than the PC I bought back in 1984, and I think it set me back $169. When I hit the road, my challenge is staying off the phone while driving, a commitment I made several years back. I have not been true to that promise, but working on it. With good connections almost everywhere now, I can count on a time and place to log on and get the day's work done. And now I have more intermediate gadgets to consider, like an iPad. I've not made the iPad plunge yet, still waiting on a few upgrades. To be perfectly honest, I've yet to figure out exactly how I'd use this one, and I think it would just add to my dilemma of trying to decide what comes and what goes. Every time I add a new layer of technology, the old ones never seem to go away. My real struggle is figuring out your routine. As readers of this blog, you are my customers. I may not have a lot of blog readers, but I do have lots of customers. They come from a lot of different directions and backgrounds. I'm talking CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, to marketing and PR types, to publishers, to salespeople, and the list goes on. And doing a good job of communicating with them is important to my success in business and in life. Best way to communicate with some is by their office phones, while others only work from their mobile device. Still others appreciate a text message, and some really like emails with all the details. There are some folks I cannot seem to connect with until we are face to face. That even takes technology today, as we all need to check Outlook, we used to say calendar, to find out when we can get together. Maybe I am too old for all this technology, but I am determined to figure out a way to manage this little problem. Think how we use technology. I am going to start rating all the important contacts and putting it down in my Outlook, which we also used to call an address book. It will either be a text or an email or a Facebook or a Twitter or Skype or whatever. But just so you know, I am taking it on myself, so you don't have to worry about it. Now that's customer service. About the time I get this done, somebody is going to come up with an app that will handle it automatically. If I were young and knowledgeable of such things, I would do it myself. But I can assure you the world is safe from me creating apps. So drop me a line or give me a buzz, tweet me or text me. Or maybe we can Skype each other sometimes. Doesn't sound like it would feel too good, but better yet, we can do it my way over a very long cup of coffee or a lunch. Skype is good, but you simply cannot replace face-to-face.